As we all know, during the ministry of Jesus on the earth, he performed many wonderful miracles. His first public miracle takes place in a small village called Cana at a wedding banquet. Now, most of us know the story quite well. Let me read some of the account to you that is located in John chapter 2. It says, "On the third day, a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, 'They have no more wine.' 'Woman, why do you involve me?' Jesus replied. 'My hour has not yet come.' His mother said to the servants, 'Do whatever he tells you.' Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kinds used by Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, 'Fill the jars with water.' So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, 'Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet.' Subsequently, the master of the banquet bragged on the great quality of the wine, calling it the best." Now, there are several lessons regarding this miracle, water into wine. Jesus can make the best out of the average. The fact that Jesus took time to attend a wedding demonstrates the importance of marriage. Mary's faith and trust in Jesus' ability is certainly apparent. The obedience of the servants to Jesus' instruction is noticeable. Faith, trust, and obedience are major parts of this story. But I want to bring up another aspect of this story. It is something that we may not at first recognize and we might just skip over. Let me explain. First of all, Jesus had the power, would you not agree, to have instantaneously changed the water into wine. With that being said, why did Jesus instruct the servants to physically fill up the water jars? Why did he instruct the servants to do anything? Why did he even get them involved? Here's my answer. Jesus didn't need the servants to be involved. He wanted them to be involved. Friends, Jesus wants us, his followers, to get involved, to serve. We are to be his servants. We are to do what he instructs us to do. We are to follow his instructions. We are, as Christians, to be his servants. Brethren, let us all be involved in the work of Jesus Christ. Amen.